setting the bar story. Kelly, this is.
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get a payout from a grocery store by licking raw eggs, you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that? That doesn't sound good.
So here's the deal. There was this grocery store in Russia. I guess they had some bad press earlier this month. 18 customers landed in the hospital with food poisoning, and it was linked to their products. So the owner was like, you know what? I need some good PR. So he announced, if anyone got food poisoning, I'd pay them ₹1 million.
A million rubles? Sounds like a lot. What does that equate to?
That's about 11 grand.
Oh, that's not as much as I was thinking.
The strategy worked. People came back to the store to shop in droves, but here's the thing. They were trying to get food poisoning.
Why?
They all wanted the payout. So one report said customers were even licking the eggs, hoping they were covered in salmonella.
That is not a great way to make some money.
So the owner was like, okay, this backfired. Canceled the whole thing. But he says he'll pay the original 18 people. But, yeah.
Oh, gosh. maybe. I don't even know if it's best of intentions. I'm not sure. Trying to right a wrong?
I don't know if he was trying to...
Two wrongs don't make a right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if he was trying to right a wrong or almost like... You know, remember there was the CEO of this... there was this company, it was like LifeLock or something like that, and he paraded his social security number around on billboards.
That also backfired.
It backfired too, because hackers hacked in and got
in. He's like, oh, I've got LifeLock, nobody can hack me.
Right. and he did. So I almost feel like it's like this, where he's like, hey, you know what? No one got food poisoning from my food.
He thought he was trying to prove that point,
yes.
And then just ended up making backfired. It way worse.
People are coming in licking raw eggs.
Okay. All right.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. All right.
Well,
so
at least some of them got paid.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, maybe.
Once their tummy stops hurting.
They've got to prove his products are to blame still. So he's still kind of like, wrestling with that. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get a huge payout from a grocery store by licking raw eggs, you're doing okay.
Also, if you're if you can avoid as a grocery store owner to have this kind of contest, that was probably not a good idea either.
Probably not.
Also, it's a twofold setting the bar.
Right, for sure. Hey, coming up, would love to hear if you ever won a huge payout from something. I actually have a story from when I was in high school.
Did you have to lick raw eggs?
I didn't have to lick raw eggs, but
good.
Yeah. If anyone has a good story, 502-795-1997, would love to take some of those. Coming up next.